Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby. When was the last time that you literally called on God? The Bible encourages us to pray without ceasing. Let us think on these things during today's Call to Worship. Heavenly Father, in this stillness, we call upon you, Lord. You alone are worthy of our praise. You alone are Almighty God. You are the infinite God, the beginning and the ending. And you alone provided the perfect sacrifice for our sin, that we may be saved. Many times in your word, we are instructed to call upon your name, to invest time alone in your presence, as Jesus the Christ did while on this earth. Help us, Lord, to meditate on you always, not just waiting for a need that shows up, and then to call on you. Help us to practice the presence of you in our hearts and minds. Thank you, God, for your indwelling Spirit that allows us to communicate with you and you with us. Help us to listen and to call upon you as our Heavenly Father. And thus we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening to our call to worship and praise. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Shall there
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart here? Since your mind felt at ease, how long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you
you.
Our loving Heavenly Father wants to hear from us. He wants us to call on Him, and not just when there's a problem and we need help. He loves to hear from His children. Let's listen to examples from God's Word beginning in 2 Samuel chapter 22. And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and He did hear my voice out of His temple, and my cry did enter into His ears." When the prophets of Baal were defeated, this account found in 1 Kings chapter 18, "And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, "Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your gods. About noontime, Elijah began mocking them. Nothing had happened. You'll have to shout louder, he scoffed, for surely he is a god. Perhaps he is daydreaming, or maybe he's away on a trip, or is asleep, and needs to be awakened. So they shouted louder, and following their normal custom, they cut themselves with knives and swords until the blood gushed out. They raved all afternoon, until the time of the evening sacrifice, but still there was no sound, no reply, no response. Then Elijah called to the people, "Come over here." They all crowded around him as he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been torn down. Then, at the usual time for offering the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet walked up to the altar and prayed, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, prove today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant. Prove that I have done all this at your command. O Lord, answer me. Answer me so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God and that you have brought them back to yourself." Immediately, the fire of the Lord flashed down from heaven and burned up the young bull, the wood, the stones, and the dust. It even licked up all the water in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell down on the ground and cried out, "The Lord, He is God. Yes, the Lord is God." Peter's sermon at Pentecost, describing what the people were seeing, this account found in Acts chapter 2. "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I pour out, will pour out, in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." We should always be calling on God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Isaiah 55:6, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. In Psalm 50, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Psalm 86, a prayer of David. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Finally, in Psalm 116, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. Folks, when was the last time you called upon the Lord? Remember that we have not because we ask not. Call upon the name of the Lord today and every day without ceasing.
To thee, my heart restores its borrowed rest.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been learning about the need to call upon the name of the Lord. Always be calling on Him. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please invest just a moment to write to us. We love to hear from you. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. We invite you to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. Now, until we answer the call to worship once again, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. And that is just the reason. my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus. Should not perish, but have.